We're going to take a phone call next, which is Ed Spencer. Ed Spencer, can you hear me?
Welcome, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Ed Spencer, and I live a mile and three quarters from the state-owned, Casella-operated Juniper Ridge Landfill in Old Town. I'm speaking today as Vice Chair of Don't Waste Maine, which strives to assist in understanding waste issues in Maine and helping those adversely affected by waste disposal activities and facilities. Landmark 1989 legislation mandated that there would be no new commercial landfills in Maine. The rule was to be no out-of-state waste into state landfills. But the Maine Waste Agency was abolished before it could develop rules for state-owned landfills. It was Casella and other waste dealers who seized the opportunity to fill the void in public landfill rules and write some themselves. This is how we got to this point in time, where LD 1639 is long overdue as a corrective measure to prevent Maine from becoming New England's dumping grounds at an accelerating rate. DEP rules now allow out-of-state waste to become Maine waste if it qualifies for any of a multitude of exceptions like grading, shaping, and frost protection. In addition, processing facilities are allowed to meet their mandatory 50% recycled outputs minimum because landfill cover is classified as a recycled material. The state as owner has failed to protect Maine citizens and assisted Casella in setting Maine waste policy. The DEP's 2019 Maine Materials Management Plan identified that, quote, need for revisiting the provisions that allow processed out-of-state waste into the state-owned landfill and greater statutory specificity as to the appropriate use of state landfill capacity. The DEP identified similar problems in its 2018 annual report. At a hearing initiated by citizen petition to change DEP rules on September 17th of last year, the Board of Environment Protection adapted stronger environmental justice standards that are also contained in LD 1639. At that point, multiple board members expressed a strong desire to accede to the petitioner's request to restrict waste imports into Juniper Ridge Landfill, but felt that they lacked the authority to do so. You, members of the Maine legislature, do have the authority to correct the injustice that has filled over 30% of our state landfill capacity with waste from away. We urge you to pass LD 1639 after public discussion and input. Don't Waste Maine acknowledges the need for stronger environmental justice laws in Maine and will fight for a standalone bill to make sure that what has happened to the native peoples and low-income persons around Juniper Ridge never again occurs. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions for Ed Spencer from the committee? All right. I'm not seeing any at this time. Thank you for joining us. We are grateful for you finding your way here. Okay.